I've got towels at the house or whatever.
Moist towelettes.
Yes. Well, you don't want those.
I, too, have moist towelettes at the house for no particular reason.
It's in her drawer. Buy something.
That I'm willing to explore at this moment. All right.
So, should you hear the air conditioning, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, but any kind of background, like steady noise like that, we can take out in post-production.
Okay.
I've got the software for it.
Fix it in post.
Awesome. It's a Zen garden waterfall. Okay. So the introduction. So basically, I go... It'll be the same people every time, right? So, I don't know. Are we happy with this with the seating arrangement?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Jason, Blue, Tony, me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I got the ladies on either side, if there are going to be ladies joining us.
Sure,
yes,
whatever.
I like, you know, it's a podcast.
What are you, Howard Stern?
Yes. Yes, I am.
As long as I can look at porn.
Do you want implants? Take off your
shirt. Show me your...
Gazangas.
Shit.
No, okay. I'm done. All right, so... okay. So I guess we start with Jay, and then... So you say, oh, I found this really neat thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then we all talk about it and, you know, make our little comments, and, oh, yeah, I saw that, and whatnot. Then
what do you
Luke
say?
Kicks
you're
in.
Full of
yeah. Tony kicks in. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a rule for this. If either one of us has done sort of research... on the same thing, or I came across the same article that Jason did,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I believe that his findings are completely inaccurate.
Yeah,
you know, like he's like, oh, I read an article this week that Reiki massage is actually really beneficial.
Liar.
Yeah, yeah, and then we can challenge him and say, well, actually, you know, the science supports this.
Right.
You know, so it's just a way of keeping us in check, because if we don't do it, the people listening to the podcast are going to, you know. They're going to send in nasty comments.
You know what? They're going to do it anyway.
They're going to send in nasty comments and say, oh, you weren't 100% accurate with blah, blah, blah. You know, so then we have to write in retractions and stuff, and we hate doing that crap. So.
Yeah, but they're going to do that anyway, though, Dave. Look at Mythbusters. They, you know, even though
something's
true, they just lambaste them all the time.
It's see, the great thing is, you know, if we have, like, really aggressive jackasses that, you know, start clogging up our comment boxes, then we can actually say, yo, guys, you know.
Yeah.
Let's take it, you know, let's take it down a notch and examine exactly what we said and take you through it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If we are wrong, we have to fess up to it. But if we're right and people are just railing on us for no reason, then mm-hmm. we can defend ourselves, and that's cool.
But at the same time, if we do the research on the stories online that we find, then, I mean, we're going by what other articles have said. I mean, there's not much we could do unless we start getting into the field.
Well, yeah. Pretty much that, but another thing that we can look into is if you find that there's holes in the information that you're trying to find, library is your friend.
Yeah, I know that, but you know, I mean, we're supposed to be also on the bleeding edge of this stuff too. The libraries aren't going to have all that.
They'll have the basis of what's the latest edge. They'll have like what you build it with.
Oh yeah, like there was this crazy Polish guy that sent me a link about global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how. You know, it was like this huge 15-page, well, not, I guess it's not huge as far as science papers go, but it was 15 pages about how global warming is a myth and how the trends that they're citing aren't related to greenhouse gases.
Is that the TechWise guy?
No, different guy.
Okay.
Different guy. So, you know, I had to read through it, and there was just, there was like way too much technical information to actually go through in an evening, you know, so I sort of tabled that, and I'm going to go through it, but I fully intend on... you know, going to the library and taking out, you know, maybe books on the 70s on the subject. You know, you just skim through, read the Cliff Notes or whatever, you know, and then you take, you know, modern books on the subject and see if there's any variation between what they say. That's one of the things that you can, you know, if you're going to present, you know, a really complicated and hotbed topic like that, because that's something that's really politically charged.
So basically we're presenting a topic each week on doing research and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's... Why are you trying to sound sexy?
I'm not. That's just my voice.
All right. I'm not recording right now, so...
Oh.
But be aware, we can only go so far in our...
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
We're not experts in these fields. Anything. I think that should be up front as a disclaimer, saying the views you know, portrayed may not be 100% accurate.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that we should. I don't think that we should, you know, sort of put it out there that we're not experts, but we should definitely point people to the show notes and say, you know, this
well,
is...
Well, hold no, it. But that's the whole show is based on fact, right?
The whole thing's based on fact,
so...
So
you have to... It's easy to base things on fact.
Exactly.
So that's...
No, yeah, I'm not... We don't necessarily have right. to be experts. We just say, hey, this is where we found the information.
Yeah.
You know, if...
No, fact, no, that's what I'm saying. And we, you can we, say... We find the info, and we point towards the sources, but...
Yeah.
Those sources may not be right.
But hold on, Jay. That's a fact that you're just saying... To get around all this yeah. craziness that you're... Yeah. I can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Just say that it's a fact that on this website that this is what they're
no,
saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. And yeah. just but that, you put the... You know. But what you're saying is...
Who made that?
Well, you're saying this to check your facts, and obviously you're going to do that research. You're going to do that research beforehand. I mean, that's obvious that we're all going to do our research beforehand, but it's... We're going on based what we've read online and what in our research. So say there's like a battery technology for new cars. Obviously, you're going to check with a few other existing technologies. You know.
Oh but yeah. No.
You're
no.
not going to go okay. into like a research paper at a university. Obviously. Okay. You're not going to do that.
Technology that's actually based on you know well-founded scientific principles is mm-hmm. actually you know. That's probably the best kind of story that we can research and present.
Yeah.
Okay. But when it comes to the, what I'm saying is when it comes to the charged articles, you know, where,
oh, yeah.
you know, you say something about, you know, vaccines versus autism or, you know, oh, creationism yeah. versus oh, yeah. evolution,
yeah.
those topics are going to come up.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that case, then you really have to, you know, draw your sources from more than one source.
Mm-hmm.
You know the global warming thing. You know, it's like everyone's got an opinion on yeah. that, so you really have to do some research on that. But if you're just presenting on tech, then you know that's pretty easy.
No, unfortunately, though, like in those situations, you are going to get disagreements with. It doesn't matter how concrete your facts are, though.
Oh no, no! Like
people are going to be like,
yeah, I don't have a problem with people disagreeing with us.
Yeah.
What I want to make sure is we're presenting them with as much of the truth, as scientific truth as we possibly
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
You know, so even if it doesn't support their pseudo Christian claims, then well, that's cool. Yeah. There's no problem with that. But you know, if we say something that's completely out of left field, like you know, condoms cause cancer, then you know.
No, I know that.
We better
I
have mean, the evidence to
yeah,
back it
sure.
up. Yeah,
but I guess all. We can't go very deep in the background on any topic we pick because, like, there could be a huge backstory to whatever. We'd have to summarize, basically.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You have to summarize, okay? And, yeah. you know, point people to the sources that you've looked up. I've been doing a lot of research as to how people put together the stories.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to is you can research, like, this is why I'm enlisting the help of Bento, okay? You can research about, you know, 5 to 6 stories at a time if you want to, and just, you know, on your free time, just look up this and look up that, and as you accumulate information, keep dumping it into the proper story buckets. And when you have enough, then you can write your article on whatever story based on your notes. Right?
So, write an article or formulate a speech?
Well, it isn't a speech. Like, what we're doing right now is we're kind of, this is the roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Right? So you're gonna say, hey, I heard about this cool thing. Okay. And then just give us a summary, a vocal summary of of the article that you write on Nutshell.
Okay.
Nutshell will have things, you know, we'll call them show notes, and there'll be links to your article on the Nutshell site.
Okay. The way I would do it is write a story, like a whatever 350 word story or something like that. They put on Nutshell online, but then when you talk about it on the radio, you don't have to do every single point from that story. Like
okay.
you don't have to say
yeah,
like,
just do a high
point
level
for point.
Yeah,
yeah, you could do like a
coolest,
summary.
Yeah, just
okay.
be the coolest shit
like,
that,
pick
you,
the
that
high,
you found.
Coolest highlights and just you know. Like talk about that stuff that stands out to you.
Yeah,
okay.
And the cool thing is, if we think it's cool too, then you know we'll say, hey, you know. I think that's really neat. Did they think about this? And then you'll have the background to go, actually, yeah, according to this study, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
So, yeah.
There could be a possibility that we have missed something big for each thing.
That's entirely okay.
All right.
You know, I imagine that we're going to be a little rusty out of the gate, but, yeah. you know, once we start off, it'll be a lot better.
Okay.
Okay. And so that's the introduction of topics for discussion. And then, you know, maybe we can come up with something, the douchebag of the day.
But we're allowed to, we have to be political on this, or do we have to be like, no, we can't be like.
Yeah, well, Jim Carrey's really big on the whole anti-vaccination autism thing, you know, with Jenny McCarthy. He is. I saw him on Larry King. It was really disturbing and disgusting to watch.
Huh.
Or you could get into like something like Tom Cruise and the whole antidepressants don't work. And
I got one.
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody says there's no life out there.
Right.
Then you gotta back up. Well, we've discovered planets in certain galaxies that may contain life, and
they may contain life, but they may not.
Well, yeah,
you know, the science doesn't support the fact that there is life out there.
But you can also somewhat.